The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
By Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, a Bakewell tart with raspberries, and I've already sampled it.
You have, you have a little taste. Yeah, probably, I think I say this about all the recipes that I do, but this is definitely up there, one of my favourite things to cook. I remember really vividly learning how to make this in Cattle Brewery Street, and cooking it, and it's setting, and tasting it, and it's just that buttery. It's the filling where the magic is. So, but there is a little bit of technique, and I was a little bit not worried about it. But I mean, there is a few little steps to this, so you'll have to bear with me, and I'll talk you through it. So, the first part you're going to do is have to make the pastry shell. So, what you need for that, you're going to make a sweet pastry or a sweet paste. You need 250 grams of plain flour, a quarter of a teaspoon of fine salt, 2 tablespoons of icing sugar, so it's not very sweet, 140 grams of cold butter. Now, that's important that the butter isn't cold. And then 2 egg yolks that you're going to beat together. For the filling, what you're going to need is, so it's basically like an almond sponge almost. You need 100 grams of salted butter softened. You need 100 grams of caster sugar, 50 grams of ground almond meal, a teaspoon of almond extract. If you don't have that, it's not the end of the world. 2 medium eggs. And then for the base of the tart, it's 3 tablespoons of raspberry jam, 150 grams of fresh raspberries, and then a few flaked almonds for the top. So to actually make the cake, okay, you need to preheat your oven to 180 degrees. To make the pastry, put the flour, the salt, and the icing sugar into a blender if you have one. If you don't, into a bowl and mix them together. And then you add the soft... The cold butter. Exactly, in with that. And then you just pulse it on your blender. So what you're trying to do is get it to look like breadcrumbs. If you don't have a blender, you use the tips of your finger and you rub it through the tips of your finger. Little trick, if you've got some iced water close by, if your hands are getting warm, put them into the iced water, give them a good dry, and trying to keep the temperature down in your hands is a good trick. Then all you do is, after it comes together, you're going to pop in the egg and 2 tablespoons of cold water and pulse it again until it starts forming a dough. Or if you're doing it in a bowl, you just mix it together with your hand until it starts coming together. Pop that out onto a floured bench and just press it together with your hand. Not like you're making bread. You don't want to work it at all, because you want the pastry to be nice and short.
You just have a dough ball, basically.
You basically make a dough ball. Then just throw a tea towel over the top of it. Leave it on the bench. You can pop it into the fridge if you want, but just leave it on the bench for about a half an hour to let it rest. And then all you're going to do is roll it out to about 25 centimetres. So it's like a little bit bigger than a football on your table. And you're going to put it into a fluted tart tin case, 20 centimetre fluted tart case. You let the pastry just hang over the edge, and then what I want you to do is get a piece of parchment paper, put it in, and then you fill it with bacon beans. If you don't have bacon beans, rice works perfectly. And then you're going to pop that tart into the preheated oven. So what that process is called is blind baking. So you're basically baking the outside of the tart first. That just makes sure that it's nice and crisp after you've done it. So it takes 15 minutes with the parchment paper in, then you take it out of the oven, lift the parchment paper and the bacon beans out, you pop it back into the oven for another 10 minutes till it gets nice and crisp, take it out, let it cool down a little bit, use a serrated knife, and then you just tidy up the edge, so the overhang, you just cut that away. And then the last bit is really simple: put the jam in the bottom, the raspberries on top of that, and then you have to make the mousse, if you like, or the almond paste. And all you do with that is you beat together the butter and the sugar, add in the almond meal and the almond extract, and then you add in the eggs and you bring it together, and it forms this kind of paste, if you like, and just pipe that in on top of the jam and the raspberries, back into the oven again for 20 to 25 minutes with the almond sprinkled on the top before it goes in. And what you're left with are these perfectly cooked.
Beautiful.
I've made little small ones, but the recipe I've given you is a bigger one. I know it sounds quite technical. I'll put the recipe up on my Instagram.
And only 4 calories a slice.
4 calories a slice, exactly.
I can see why it's called Bake Well, because there's three phases of baking.
Exactly. And look, if making the sweet pastry is not for you and the blind baking, you can buy tart shells in the supermarket, but definitely make the almond paste part. Because the frangipane is what it's called. Make the frangipane, and it just gives you that buttery, wonderful texture that I just think it can't be beaten.
and then cut a slice while it's still just
a little bit warm. And for me, Pat, a little bit of lightly whipped vanilla cream or some vanilla ice cream. It's probably up there with my debt row meal type of desserts. Yeah, it's so good.
And I'm just praying for a long commercial break so I can have the rest of the Bakewell tart.
Exactly.
Do you have any thoughts, by the way, on the closures of restaurants at the moment?
I mean, my biggest thought, I know Dylan, he's a good guy. He's a very, very good businessman.
Dylan McGrath.
Yeah.
Great.
Two of his restaurants closed yesterday. And, you know, the restaurants that closed are, you know, really well thought out, well established, and busy restaurants.
Yeah, they're busy. People, I mean, find it hard to get a booking.
Exactly. The reality is at the moment, their industry, and I don't want to be sound like I'm crying on here, but it's just coming from all angles. And I really feel it's time that we go at the VAT. It needs to come back down to 9, or we're just going to continue to see this restaurants close. And the reality is, when you see, you read the paper, a restaurant is closed, he's probably, the 100 jobs probably went yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, of skilled, talented people that are looking after all these people that are coming into our wonderful city. It's so sad.
So sad. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.